Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the 38th Psalm now. And this Psalm, as in many of them, starts off with a heading, a title. Part of it is familiar, a Psalm of David for a memorial. Boy, can y'all hear that? Sort of hear that background rattling? Got somebody riding by with the subwoofers cranked up. Woo! That's the second one that's gone by like that today. That's literally rattling the equipment in my office. Anyway, it's a Psalm of David, and it says, for a memorial. A memorial. And two of the translations say, to bring to remembrance. In other words, the idea is to recall. The call to mind, to remember, to remind of something. And so I think this is the first time we've seen this in the Psalms. So it's the Psalm of David for a memorial, for a bringing of remembrance. Now, when I say that, what do you think it might be? Like, what kind of psalm? You know, what might be spoken of? What is it that needs to be brought to remembrance or memorialized? Well, we'll read the psalm. It's 22 verses, I think, something like that. So it's a little bit longer than some. I don't know. It sort of struck me as being a little different than something I would want to remember or memorialize. But then again, maybe not. So we'll see over the next couple of episodes. Here's verse 1, and I'll read it from the ESV to begin. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Now, what did you hear upon the initial reading of that? I mean, I know what happened to me. Now, I'll admit right now, I'm in the midst of a cacophony of psalms because we're doing a psalm Bible study. And we're roughly right around these psalms right here, what we've covered the last week or two. So I've got that going on. Then I've got the psalm podcast right here. And then there's another psalm thing that I'm sort of working on too. And so it's like, have I said this before? Have we read this before? Have we seen this before? Well, the thing is, we have seen things like this before. Okay? And when I read this a while ago, I thought, well, okay, he's asking God not to rebuke him in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. He's not asking God not to rebuke him. He's not saying, Lord, don't rebuke me, don't rebuke me. But he's saying, don't rebuke me in anger. He's not saying, Lord, don't discipline me. Don't discipline me. No, he's saying, Lord, don't discipline me in your wrath. And there's a distinction there. So the first verse of this psalm to bring remembrance is, Lord, don't rebuke me in anger. Lord, don't discipline me in your wrath. Then verse 2, for your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. What? So something has occurred. Something has happened. We'll get a little more insight, but we're not told forthrightly. But something is going on here. And he's saying he knows that he's being rebuked. He knows he's being disciplined. And he knows it's from God. And he's asking that it not be done in anger or wrath. Why? Because your arrows have sunk into me and your hand has come down on me. Oh, yeah, the discipline and the rebuke of God has come down upon David. And he's defining it, describing it as if arrows had struck him, as if the hand of God has come down and pressed down on him. You got to love the King Jimmy. And thy hand presseth me sore. Well, that's a great translation if you know what it means. We don't usually use the word sore in that way, but it's the idea that you're being pressed down, that there's pressure that's coming. This pressure is coming from the hand of the Lord. Well, let's continue. Verse 3, listen to this. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. Whoa. Well, here we go. He's saying, hey, there's no soundness in my flesh. He's actually experiencing things physiologically because of this. And it's because of his sin. Because of his sin. He says, there's no health in my bones. He said, there's no soundness in my flesh. And it's because of the indignation or the anger of the Lord because of David's sins. Verse 4, for my iniquities, that's sin, have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. So we see what's going on. This is the reason he's being rebuked. This is the reason he's receiving the discipline. And he's asking God, hey, God, don't do this in anger. Don't do this in wrath, because I feel your hand upon me. I see what's happening to myself physiologically right here within my flesh, even within my bones. The iniquities of my sin are such a burden that they're literally hanging over my head. Then verse 5. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. Now, the ESV puts a comma there and continues on. Everything else puts a period there. His wounds have grown foul or corrupt. They stink because of his foolishness. So is just at this point right now, is David just waxing poetic and using very vivid language to describe something? Or is this actually what's happening to him physically? Well, I would give a very strong yes to both of those. Okay, I would, because I think he's actually having some type of physical problem that's come about because of his sin. And he realizes it, and he realizes that he's brought this on. Verse 6, he says, I am utterly bowed down and prostrate. All the day I go about mourning. So it means that he's troubled. It means that he's doubled over. He's bent over. He's greatly bowed down. He's in pain. Okay. Verse 7, for my sides are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. That's twice he's talked about the soundness of his flesh. Verse 8, he says, I am feeble and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. Or this quietness in my heart, or the agitation, as the New American Standard says. The Lexham says, the roaring in my heart. He says, I'm groaning because of how I feel. And he says, I feel crushed. I feel benumbed. I love that. I feel feeble. And he says, I'm badly crushed because of this. Then in verse 9, O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. Verse 10, my heart throbs, my strength fails, and the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. So you see that he is just literally having extreme physical problems because of sin. Verse 11, it gets to this degree. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my nearest kin stand far off. The New American Standard ESV, they call it plague, okay? They call it plague. The Lexham says, my affliction. Hang on a second, guys. I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. Though y'all didn't know it, I was just gone 30 minutes. Cool thing that happened in the last day or two. I'll have to tell you about it. If I can remember, I'll tell you tomorrow. But right here for today, even his friends, his family members and companions were staying away from him because of what had happened to him. Something was occurring to him. And David was crying out to the Lord about this. Remember, this is a psalm of memorial, a psalm to be remembered. I wonder why he wants us to remember all this. Well, maybe we'll see as we go. Well, my time's up. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.